Well, if you go out for a walk or hike or bike ride through our parks, forests, or the seashore, what to look for in nature? You know, it's not going to be raining the entire weekend, so you'll have some opportunities, especially in the morning. Jim White, Senior Fellow, Land and Biodiversity Management, Delaware Nature Society, and he has his Amphibians, Reptiles book for Delmarva, along with his wife, Amy. And Jim, hi. So, well, I think of the seashore in May, and I might think about horseshoe crabs and shorebirds and the cycle between them.
Yeah, this is exactly the time of year to witness this amazing natural event, one of the probably the most fantastic natural events that actually occur here on the Mid-Atlantic states.
I got to say, for somebody growing up elsewhere in the country, they don't even necessarily know about this, but it is really characteristic of our region.
Yes, as we have the highest concentration of horseshoe crabs here in the sister coast in New Jersey, the Delaware Bay has the highest concentration in the United States.
Yeah, just fascinating. And again, just to repeat this every year, but just because we call them horseshoe crabs, they really have very little to do with crabs. They're almost more like arachnids.
Yeah, they're a little bit closer related to spiders, actually. We have their own group.
Yeah.
And right now, some of the best places, in fact, today I spent my day down on the Delaware Bay shore, but the crabs are coming up in high numbers, lots of shorebirds around. There's some really good places to see them. If you're down the beach, down the Rehoboth or Bethany or further down, you can see them somewhat at a park, Cape Henlopen State Park. It's not a bad place. Although the numbers aren't super high there.
But if I've always found a little bit further up, actually, in some of those little beach towns or Delaware River towns there.
Yeah. Broadkill Beach would be the furthest south, and then Slaughter Beach, where I was today, just fabulous places to see very large numbers of horseshoe crabs. And like I said, right now, the red knots are in. We saw thousands of red knots today, which is a shorebird that migrates from Argentina in the winter and comes all the way to Delaware, feeds on horseshoe crab eggs, almost doubles its weight, and then flies straight again all the way to the Arctic.
I mean, talk about an ecosystem over thousands of miles, literally. Now, let's say we have a parent showing a small child a horseshoe crab. Anything to point out?
Oh, yeah. These things are great. First of all, they're harmless, and that's kind of the best thing. So you can pick them up. You can actually, if they're not mating, they are mating, leave them alone. But if they're not mating, you can pick them up, turn them over. You can show your child all the legs. You can show them the tail, which is called the telson. Very fascinating creatures.
Anything else in Delaware nature this time of year you would want to bring up anywhere else in Delaware?
Well, again, I always like to mention Bombay Hook because a lot of really good wildlife is being seen there right now. Not just birds. Of course, birds are the highlight. But there's lots of mammals there. You can even see otter every once in a while, especially in the afternoon.
That would be so cool. I have to confess, I've never seen an otter in the wild. That would be so cool. But here, I need some advice from you, I think, for our audience. What do you do about the biting flies? Maybe a few more weeks will be even worse. But what do you do about them? Because, I mean, certain sprays,
right now,
it almost attracts them.
We were all remarking today of how few flies were around. And that's somewhat to do with the late spring, but also it's breezy down here. The way I deal with flies, I try to pick breezy days to go out, number one. And then I wear long sleeve shirts, you know, long pants.
Yeah.
I don't wear sandals, things like that.
Because I experienced one time you put the anti-tick spray on you, and for some reason, it almost seems to attract the biting flies.
Well, the DEET or the anti-tick formulations, and it works well on mosquitoes also. Doesn't seem to work that well on biting flies. The only thing that really protects you is material.
Material. Same advice if you go up into Alaska and you want to avoid all the mosquitoes. You put material all over yourself. All right.
Exactly.
Well, have a wonderful natural weekend, and we'll talk some more.
Take care, Alan.
Take care. Bye-bye. Jim White, Senior Fellow, Land and Biodiversity Management. Delaware Nature Society also has the definitive Amphibians, Reptiles book for Delmarva. Joining us live, as he will throughout the summer.